Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Bird, here at StopStrugglingNow.com. And today, it's Goofy Gopher Club Day. That's right. They're trying to extort the SSN Nation with a letter talking about, we'll give you back your money as long as you drop all our videos. That's right. I'm not going to hide it from you. You're going to see what it says. You guys are going to have to let me know, what side of the fence are you on? Are you saying, take back the money, take down all the videos, never say a disparaging word about told you so, Boogie Gopher Club? I want to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. The beef has just got real. Stop struggling now, gear. As we say, no fear, no excuses. Check. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. Now, let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, please share the videos. Everybody on podcast, share the videos. Let your friends hear this, because once again, these clowns are at it again. So they're trying to copyright strike the SSN Nation, the Stop Struggling Now channel, who actually tries to help people while they're out here scamming people and lying to people. After, when does this hat come out? A year ago? A year and a half ago? I don't know. I told you so. Well, I told you so that you would never have Phoenix token. I told you so it would never be on an exchange. I told you so that your stores were bogus. I told you so that you would never have them ATM machines, point of sale machines, merchant processing machines. I told you so that you were scammers. Hakan's a scammer. Micah's a scammer. Their whole clown activity. Oh, yeah, Ray, Ed, Melanie, all you clown activities over there at the Goofy Gopher Club. You guys might as well just give it up. Hang it up. Because I got to play a short little video for you. Because, you know, we came out with the 32 ways that Miracle is explained, and they have zero of it. Oh.
Metaterra, a public company I'm going to talk about in a second here. Seven different companies throughout Europe. Bitinex partnership, Concedas, Abu Bamboo, four physical store locations in Cyprus, one physical location in Amsterdam, store in Berlin.
Oh, by the way, that NASDAQ doesn't exist, but I will say this. Somebody actually offered to pay $1,020 for a share of Metaterra after it's only 76 cents. I wonder how come nobody's bought that yet. Could it be no license? I told you so. Could it be no crypto license in the UK, EU, America? I told you so. Oh, Canadian friends and Australian friends too. No license, gentlemen. And you can't be partners either. I told you so. Miracle Estate, Miracle Casino, does that exist? I told you so. All the owners of all this stuff says, who are you talking about? Rodolin Partners? I told you so. You can't talk about them anymore because you know it was bogus. It was just an internal use for your friends and family to act like hotshots, when in fact you ain't. Exactly. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check out this. Check it out. Here we go. You see it right here on the screen. Look at this extortion letter. This is from our friends, Micah at MiracleCash.com. Oh my, he acts like that nice down-home white guy. Oh wait, that down-home black guy. Come on, man. Stop playing with this out here. Let's check this out. Dear Eric, I hope this email finds you well. As an investor, I understand your frustration with the delays our company has faced in meeting our target. You mean like grand opening stores three times and you still have nobody, no way you can make money because you don't accept money at the store? You mean something like that? Or are you saying the times when you said you're going to start giving commissions to people from the stores in Germany because the store is opening in 3 or 4 months in 2022? Which times are you talking about, man? There's never going to be any returns on investment. You got to pay for Hakan and Ebru Torahan's congressional or mayoral race, don't you? You got to make sure you prop up so you give him a fake TV station. Or shall I say, it's a TV station except one little problem. How do TV stations make money? They have to advertise. You want to be in crypto and you want to advertise? Good luck. Clown activity. But your disappointment is duly noted. Hardly. I've made damn near 10 to 15 videos. What do you mean it's been duly noted? Give everybody back their money then if it's duly noted, man. Remember, your NFTs, I mean, our Boogie Gopher Club NFTs are supposed to be worth, what is it, $3.2 billion. Surely you would buy it back from us. Or just give everybody back their original purchase price. I'm pretty sure they'd be happy about now. And I empathize with your concerns. Did he say he empathizes? I know what's coming next if he empathizes, because he's been copyright striking my channel. I commend your hard work and substantial following you've built on YouTube. It's truly commendable. Oh, gee, man. Shucks. Our aim is not to sour our relationship or cause harm to your business in any way. Oh, hold on now. Hold on. Our relationship has been sour ever since you lied to me 2 years ago. What the hell are you talking about here, man? You lied to a whole bunch of people, thousands of people around the world, and you're going, hee hee ha ha, it's all good. We're going to be fine. We got partnerships. Lying your ass off. Man, come on now. Stop this. However, it's important to address the issue at hand. We have successfully pursued multiple copyright claims against your channel. And per YouTube's three strikes copyright violation policies, our legal team is now considering pursuing channel deletion. Woo! Needless to say, such a resolution would not be in anyone's best interest. And I am keen to avoid such a scenario. Keen to avoid Kathy Keene, the leader of the American Boogie Gopher Club, the Goofy Gopher Club head heiress. She is at the top of the pyramid. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe this? I love the tie-in, though, Micah. And by the way, it's not in your best interest that I talk about your punk ass. That's the problem here, man. That's what's going down. It's not in your best interest that, you know, No Pants started his No Pants Profits. Then he said once upon a Ponzi. Either way, he's right about whatever he's talking about. MiracleCashFacts.com that you said, oh, it's our domain. We can't have anybody knowing that Hakan's an utter failure and a scam artist. We can't have that. We can't do that. We can't tell the truth, because if people did find out, we'd have big time problems.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favorite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading. This is how traders excel.
You got big time problems, buddy. You ever heard of, if you're going to do crypto in America or Australia or UK or EU, that you're supposed to have a license? You ever heard of that? You're collecting money from these people. The cat is already out of the bag. All right. Okay, in the interest of an amicable resolution, I propose a buyback of your assets from our company, allowing us to part ways smoothly. Here's the offer. Now, I do admit one thing to the Goofy Gopher Club members and cult members. I do agree with allowing us to part smoothly. I do agree with the ways that we can part smoothly. I want to hear this offer, don't you? You guys have probably read it by now after my commentary. Number one, you sign a non-disclosure agreement, NDA, ensuring confidentiality. Well, everybody knows you're going to give me a refund, and what? I'm supposed to not say anything bad after you fake BS'd, stole people's money for 2.5 years? Allowing us to part ways smoothly. Okay, please note that any breach of this agreement will result in legal action. Okay, first of all, Micah, we could play clown activity here, but I just got bad news for you. Any fraudulent activity, the contract is null and void. You've already done fraudulent activity. And I'm in America, so I don't know what to say. You're not coming to America to file a lawsuit, because as soon as you land on America's soil, I'm pretty sure people are going to be looking for you. All right? Number two, upon NDA confirmation, we will promptly send a full payment of $7,500 to you. You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like back when Hakan and you were sitting at that slick video in November 2022 talking about in 3 or 4 months, we'll send you your money after you guys do this. Oh, and after you come to Miami in July of 2023, we'll get commissions to everybody. You remember that crap? I'm sorry, I was here for it. I remember that crap. So what needs to really happen is a reverse. Maybe you need to send the $7,500. You need to give Christian, the one person that did sign up under me officially, give him back all his money. Then you need to give my sponsor and anybody that she signed up all her money. And while we're at it, why don't you just take all the emails where people said they want their money back for those goofy Gopher Club NFTs? I mean, sorry, shares. I mean, convertible bonds. Why don't you just take all the crap back since it's so much money? It's worth so much. It's worth $3.2 billion, isn't it? Come on. Take them all back. It's worth a lot in your hands. Man, just think. All of it would be in your hands. How logical is this, right? You should be clamoring to take back $5,000, $1,500, $2,000, $10,000 NFTs because you claim they're worth $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $120,000, $300,000. You should be glad to just pay people pennies on the dollar for return of their money for these not minted NFTs. Come on now, man. Stop it. We will proceed to delete your Cashflow NFT account. Man, who's looking at their Cashflow NFT account? For what? Like, what do I have in there? A picture that none of that stuff is minted on any blockchain. Oh, and by the way, you have no blockchain either. All right, let's keep rolling. You agree to permanently remove all remaining videos pertaining to our company from your channel and refrain from making any detrimental statements about us, both publicly and privately. Okay, now that's hard to do, man. That's very, very hard to do. I'm sorry. Let me be clear. That's very hard to do because you stole millions of dollars from people around the world. And at this point, I don't really care about the $7,500. I care about you and your cohorts getting shut the hell down. In fact, let's just call it what it is. At this point, I just want you and your other 7 friends to get arrested. Let's just call it that. So I'm sorry, my man. This isn't working right here. Not for me. Now, maybe some other people. But again, now as I keep going down the list, I'm giving you an idea of what I want. You're giving me an idea of what you want. Now, again, I will say once again for all the the Goofy Gopher Club members, cult members, I think if you guys went on, go to Telegram. Let me go pull this up right now. You can go to Telegram and you can go to Boogie Gopher Cashflow NFT. You know, the group that doesn't block people for asking questions. You can go there and buy everybody's NFT from them. Go there since they're, you know, the cult members, they're so, you know, worth a lot of money. Why don't you guys go over there and buy from these guys? I'm over there. No Pants is over there. MiracleCashFacts.com is over there. And a few other people who are blocked from you know, this friendly public company. All right. Upon completion of these steps, we will consider the matter resolved, allowing both parties to move forward their respective endeavors. I don't know. That's very fun, man. But unfortunately, your respective endeavors are all bullshit. Let's just call it what it is. Seriously. This is absurd. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation in this matter. I look forward to reaching a mutually beneficial resolution. Best regards, Micah. Well, Micah, incoming after this video comes out, or maybe while the video's out, maybe we'll talk about a simple scenario, just like I just mentioned. Number one, yes, you can send me back my $7,500, but check this out. You had a 10% commission, right? So that when Christian signed up, that you gave me, right? So I will take $7,750 because I believe he bought a $2,500 Benelux. So that means you gave out a $250 commission. Why don't you just keep that, give him back his $2,500, give me $7,250, sorry, $7,250, and call it almost one thing to do out of many. So the first thing to do is, how about you just reverse it, send back the money, then I will consider taking down the video. But see, notice I use the word consider. The reason why I have to consider is because step one, send me back $7,250 to be clear. Send Christian his $2,500 and say, hey, Eric, look here. We sent the money. I call up Christian. He says it's there. I look in my accounts, or not in your account. I look in my wallet. Christian looks in his wallet and sees the money in there. None of this mirror token, go to our exchange and get take away 10% and all this garbage. No, you know, the right way. So you already have in the back office at Cashflow NFT, you have our USDT accounts. You can just send the money there. All right, simple. Now, that's number one. Number two, as I've already stated, I have a sponsor. My sponsor, they need their money back. And everybody they signed up. That's step two. And so then you can do this, you know, you don't understand crypto, right? You did digital newbies, you did CWS, you understand crypto, that you can just put in everybody's wallet address and send, you know, and it could be there same day, next day, 24 hours, 12 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, you know, it's crypto, it's USDT. It could be there in a few minutes. So what's your excuse now? But it's okay. I know you got excuses. It's but. I'm sorry, we had a hard time. Here we go. How about this? That's step number two. Sponsor gets their money back. Everybody they signed up gets their money back. How about that? That's number two. How about step three? Not only does my sponsor get it back, how about, oh, that's right, a friend of mine, LaRon. He's got to get his money back and his friend's money back. Yeah, let's just go with them guys. Because, you know, just like you have your seven friends, I got the four horsemen and I got 1,000 other friends. Yeah, because you ripped off a lot of people, unfortunately. So we've already gone up to step four. LaRon gets his money back too. Send him back all his money, less commissions. I'm pretty sure he'll do that. My sponsor, less their commissions. I'm sure they'll do that. I'm pretty sure everybody will take their money back. If you just ask, because you know all these NFTs are so worth a lot of money. Now, the last thing. Yeah, I know this is going to be a big ask here. I know. Because, see, I know you've been spending money like there's no tomorrow. And I know you have to pay for, give Hakan the money. And I know you're the fall guy, but that's just the way things go. Maybe Ray's going to be a fall guy too. I don't know. Maybe Ed's going to be a fall guy. Melanie's going to be a fall girl. I don't know. But all I know is you guys pretending like you're doing something is fraud. But nonetheless, here's the big one. Why don't you just give everybody their money back that requested? Yeah, like I mentioned, you can come over here to, you know, Boogie Gopher Club, Cashflow NFT. Here's what it looks like. I'll put it like right here. Look, I'll just show it right here. Look, see, there it is right there. Let me go get this back up here real quick. Right, just in case there were some people that were shown at the bottom, I better, because you know how you like to ban members and, you know, try to go look in people's clubs and stuff. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want to join? t.me/miraclecashscam. Oh my, I didn't notice it was that. Damn, let me repeat this. t.me/miraclecashscam. That's the Telegram group. Oh my. Or Boogie Gopher Cashflow NFT, Miracle Cash and more. I don't know, but it's 127 members. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you want a Bamba, then I suggest you can do some of that. Threatening me, try to do extortion because I've, you know, has truly commendable that I built a following. I appreciate that. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation in this manner. I look forward to reaching a mutually beneficial resolution. Well, there's the mutually beneficial resolution. I think I've went around everything. Well, I think that about covers it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what more to say. The extortion letters, the privacy complaints, the copyright strikes, the Roital and partners also trying to do a YouTube copyright strike because they gave them the fake valuation. That was hysterical. Sorry, guys, too late. They're out here using your valuation to try to bring in more money. And unfortunately, when the lawsuits start flying, well, you're just going to have to be fodder, my men. And ladies, like I did try to call you up and say, hey, man, you know, you might want to just check this stuff out before they mess up. And oops, it was too late. They couldn't help themselves. Boogie Gopher Club, Miracle Cash and more. Micah and team couldn't help themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, anybody in Cyprus right now, anybody in Amsterdam, Berlin, go to the store. Let us know if you can actually do a transaction. Well, and by the better yet, find that ATM machine, will you? It's missing in action still. Why don't you go to Germany and go to any of the Vodafone stores and go find any Miracle stuff at all? Because once again, none of it's real. So that's mutually beneficial to tell everybody that it's all BS. But cult members still believe it, even though some of the cult members know that you took money from other people and it wasn't no damn 5,000 or 10,000 or 20 or 100 or 200 or 300,000. There are some people that kicked even more money than $300,000 to you. Woo, man, coming back to America, going to Sweden, for a lot of you, it's going to be very, very interesting every time you jump on a plane. I don't feel for you, but I damn sure know this. After you scam people out of money and keep going for 2.5 years, I'm here all for it. For the war, my man. That's what we're in right now, so other people don't get scammed by you. So I'm sorry. Take the letter, shove it up your candy ass, as The Rock would say. Black guy. And with all that said, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And please like, subscribe, and click the bell below so you get the latest updates. And I know it's hard out here, ladies and gentlemen. And just think, all that money that you gave, it could have been in crypto. It could have been in the big two, Bitcoin and Ethereum, over these years. And what would have happened? You would have damn near doubled your money. Oh, you would have doubled your money. What am I saying? You would have quadrupled, no, three times your money if you would have put your money in there instead. But instead, you're listening to lies and believing them, all because this black guy sits in front of a screen named Micah and says these eloquent words and says, oh, yes, trust us. Trust me, bro. I told you so, bro. You ain't told us nothing, bro. But you talked a lot, told you so, but I have not shown one thing. That deed on Miracle Cash Casino. What about that Portugal holding company? What about that off and on license that's revoked, but somehow you're still in the Android Google Play Store, but you're not in the iOS Play Store? I don't know. Now we have to have a little bit more fun. Incoming. And for everybody watching this, yes, SSN Nation channel also will be coming out on YouTube, just in case they do copyright strike the channel. We have contingencies, but I think it's hilarious that he thinks it goes away because they copyright my channel and it gets taken down. I'm sorry. I am a geek at heart. It ain't going away. There's always contingency plans for punk asses like you guys. And with all that said, keep your head up, keep moving, and I'm out.